What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my head, Paul!
Fan Effect.
If there's something strange, well, in the neighborhood, everyone knows to call the Ghostbusters. But if you're looking for something to watch this weekend, well, that's where we call Andy Farnsworth, host of the movie show every Friday on KSL News Radio.
They saved the world. No eyewitnesses.
It's been 40 years since we first met the guys who ain't afraid of no ghosts, and all the living Ghostbusters return to the big screen along with the more recent additions in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, our big movie of the week. Paul Rudd, Carrie Coon, Finn Wolfhard, and McKenna Grace have moved into the Ghostbusters old firehouse in Manhattan and are carrying on the business of busting ghosts. But when an ominous new paranormal object is found, it contains a powerful entity that could threaten not just Manhattan, but the whole world. I thought this was a fun movie overall with some solid humor, but it was missing something for me. It certainly doesn't measure up to the original Ghostbusters movie, and I felt like it was aimed at a younger audience, although that's been the case in this franchise for a while. Paul Rudd was the most watchable part of this movie. Patton Oswalt and Kumail Nanjiani were great additions. And of course, it was great to see the OGs, that's original Ghostbusters, back on the big screen. I give Ghostbusters Frozen Empire a B-minus grade. It's rated PG-13 and is only in theaters. The other theatrical release of the week that I wanted to mention is called Uproar. It's an independent film that really connected with me. It stars Julian Dennison from Deadpool 2 and Hunt for the Wilder People as a kid from New Zealand in the 1980s. While his nation is being divided by protests during a visit from the South Africa rugby team, events force him to have to make choices he's tried to avoid in his life, both in his family life, social life, and school life. Uproar initially comes across as a comedy, but it quickly moves into something much deeper. I was taken by the journey that Dennison's character goes on, feeling how torn up he was as his family pushes him towards rugby while his talent seems to lie in acting, but also as he grapples with his Maori heritage, what it means to him, and what he's willing to do when he's given the opportunity to make a statement. Uproar is one that really makes you feel something. I give it an A-. It's rated PG-13 and playing only in theaters. Finally, moving on to streaming, we have a remake of the late 80s cult favorite movie Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal in the role Patrick Swayze once made famous. Gyllenhaal plays Dalton, a former MMA fighter who's now just scraping by. Until, that is, he's offered the job as a bouncer at a beachside bar in the Florida Keys. He quickly restores order, but there are rich bad guys who want the land the bar sits on, and they'll stop at nothing to get their hands on it, including sending in a sadistic brawler played by real MMA fighter Conor McGregor, making his movie debut. Look, this movie is what it is. Cartoonish, for certain. We've got a lantern-jawed hero and some scenery-chewing villains. The story's completely secondary to why you're watching this and is just a setup for the fighting. But it's also kind of fun, especially if this is already your type of movie. I give Roadhouse a C grade. It's rated R and streaming on Prime Video. Next week, Godzilla and King Kong return to the big screen with What to Watch. I'm the movie show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL 5.
All right, Andy, thank you. For more of Andy's thoughts on these movies and everything else coming to screens big and small this week, you can listen each week to the KSL Movie Show in podcast form. It's available on the KSL Plus app, KSL News Radio app, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.